The next bit that I was looking at that would be useful to read is the Buddha's teachings on both the function, acquisition, use of wealth, and so that through abiding by the following principles, a person can be said to know how to acquire and use wealth, that is, to be money-wise, to be a good breadwinner, and to have established, and this is a bit difficult because it's they say the gender is written quite a while ago, so that it's all sort of male gender, which I'm going to trip over it, but try to bring it into more gender neutral. So to have established themselves and use their wealth beneficially, being one who performs economic duties properly. So on the level of seeking and safeguarding wealth, as practicing according to principles that lead to immediate benefit or that aid in the attainment of basic benefit. And this is known as for Ditta Dhammagadha. And the first one being endowment of industry, that is being energetic and applying oneself to one's duties, making an honest living. A training so that one acquires skills and true knowledge, and one wisely scrutinizes their undertakings and seeks skillful means to manage and conduct their work for good results. That being a kind of basic industriousness. And then the second one being endowment of protection, knowing how to protect from risk and loss of wealth and the fruits of one's labors gained through one's own honest effort. Third quality is association with good friends. One discerns which people are worth associating with and which not, and to not associate with or emulate those who would lead one downward, but associating with, studying and emulating people who are learned, worthy, capable, honorable, and endowed with qualities that are helpful to one's livelihood. And then the last quality is a balanced lifestyle. To be keeping track of one's income and expenditures and living within one's means so that one is neither deprived nor extravagant and has income left over for saving. And it's from Anguttara 4. There's actually quite a few discourses that are addressed by the Buddha directly to the to lay people on how to live in the world, how to deal with basic things like livelihood, resources. Any questions on that or comments?